as we continue on in our broadcast here on Smith Sabatino Roland.
Carl, I didn't tell you what I wanted to talk about in this particular segment,
did I? And it's frightening, Roland. It's always frightening when you do that, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a very personal question.
Uh-oh.
From the time you were little, not necessarily.
The last time someone said this to me, I got arrested in Tijuana.
Not necessarily now. Okay. Did you ever pee in the pool?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Unashamedly,
did somebody tell you you're not supposed to do that?
Oh, yes, and they did. And pulled me out by my hair, as a matter of fact, if I can remember correctly.
Now, you have a little one.
Yes, I do.
And you take her to the pool every so often.
Yes, and she
will. Have you counseled her?
She will not. Absolutely not. That's something she will not do. But I was in a public pool back in Greenwich Village, and we were thrown into the water saying, guess what? Learn how to swim. And sometimes it was so frightening, it made you do pee-pee. But this is true. But no, we were counseled and told, and my little one, though, she absolutely will not.
Now,
absolutely.
Do you know, and this is something I picked up off the internet this week,
yes.
And I thought it was very interesting. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Go right ahead.
And that is... The you know what in the body ablution,
yes,
combines with chlorine,
yes,
it produces a thing called cyanogen chloride,
yes,
which, believe it or not, in much larger doses is used in chemical warfare.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Okay, because it causes.
I learned that when I went to Vietnam. By the way,
you learned that.
Yes, I did. Well, after the fact.
You never told me.
Well, it's not the conversation you kind of get into.
That's true.
Over lunch.
Well, but to me, I mean, people often tell their...
I got lots thought up here, Ron. I'd rather not talk about it. Go ahead. Well, I got the giggles going.
I think
so.
What we're
going
to do is pause for a moment and let Carl just rest over in the corner very quietly.
Go ahead.
Well, we used to call it, with raising my kids, it's time out.
Time
you know, you go to the corner. No, but this is serious.
I mean,
that's
serious.
Why you need to tell kids in public pools, particularly during the summer,
no, it's true.
That, you know, you don't go do this. And we know that generally everybody does it.
Well, you know,
not everybody,
I did it because I was deathly afraid. I mean, but it was a different time. This is a half a century plus ago.
The chlorine obviously kills the bacteria like E. coli and
correct.
Things like that. But it also creates, if they do this in the pool, its own irritants. And you know, scientists in the U.S. and other countries have you know joined forces to kind of synthesize what this does to the human body, that there's irritants, there's eye irritants, and it can be very, very serious at some point.
I wish I had on now we're getting into an area that I have a great passion, as you know, for history. And in the Roman baths of their time, there was what they called flushed water, which means the water was always moving to prevent a backup of such elements that mm-hmm. you've talked about. I don't know whether they realized that or not, but it was always what they called a healthy way to bathe. The point is that these baths were also like public pools. And by the way, many public pools in this country have been closed for that reason.
Sure.
They are shut down.
Well, you know that there are 8.5 million private pools in the country.
That's
and
correct.
There are 309,000 commercial or public pools in the country.
Well, I'm going to say that in this campaign... and it has been a campaign over the years to get our little ones not to do that. I noticed when we had a group of when we had a pool back in Florida before I moved back to New York, the little ones really understood that. And these are youngsters at 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Now, don't do that. They just go, don't do duty in the pool. And they didn't.
I don't. Maybe the kids today understand it better than we did, but I don't remember that. First of all, where I grew up, we didn't have pools. You swam in a river. You swam in a lake.
Butt naked, you jumped in the pool.
Yeah.
Or jumped in the lake, whatever it was.
Whatever.
Yes. But the pool, I called it pool etiquette. And they even teach this in the schools, by the way, the public schools. These are things you don't do. And they've taught this. This is a campaign in the New York City public school system for many years. Because they used the... And by the way, there were many big public schools in New York City that had pools in the basement. Large pools, by the way. The school I went to had a large public pool.
Olympic-sized pools for
huge,
training purposes.
Absolutely.
And all of the people surveyed, apparently, according to this article that I read, whether they were professional athletes or not in swimming... all have admitted at some point in time they did their business in the pool.
That's, well, but you know, for me, it was absolute fright. Because they drew me in the deep end and said, learn how to swim. It's frightening. But that was nearly 60 years ago, and that's what we did in those days. Here's the pool, there's the water, you're in, and figure it out. Just make sure you don't drown.
I promise in the next section we have a magnificent guest, a very famous individual. The name is Joey Reynolds, and he'll be coming up shortly, and we'll ask him if he ever peed in the pool.
Can't wait. I'm sure he has a lot to say about that. Call Sabatino with Rollins Smith. Oh, we're back. America,
weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Javier is a very successful businessman in Mexico. Although he doesn't have any relatives or business ties in the United States, Javier wants to own a business in America. To do so, he and his Hispanic management team must obtain permanent resident status to work in the U.S. In other words, they all need green cards, which can be a complicated and time-consuming process. But Javier wants to buy a green card for himself and several business associates. Can a Mexican citizen really buy a green card? Stay tuned for The Final Verdict. So can Javier really buy a green card? Yes, kind of. When Javier invests $500,000 in an existing U.S. business, he, his managers, and their families can all receive green cards from the U.S. government. And that's The Final Verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. Coca-Cola Enterprises, the world's top soft drink distributor, has announced that environmental sustainability is, quote, absolutely key to the strategy of its survival. Coke has even begun to change its corporate philosophy of recruiting teens to become devoted customers. This after high schools began to get rid of soft drink machines to offer healthier beverage options. CEO John Brock says they're focused on water stewardship, packaging, and energy conservation since they operate all over the planet, even in the remotest parts. With that, they now own 142 large-scale hybrid electric trucks, the largest such fleet on Earth. They're also buying up as many of these trucks as fast as they can be produced. With Coke Enterprises making major green moves, we can now expect other multinationals to quickly follow suit. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.